Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad. Hey guys, what's up? This is Bobby. I know that this is a little bit different than what you're used to hearing on the Laptop Empires podcast. Normally, you would hear Mike's sweet tones on the microphone as soon as our intro music ends, but today is a little bit different because I want to give you kind of a behind-the-scenes look at this podcast episode, and then also give you a little bit of a disclaimer because this is different than probably anything we've done so far. So the idea behind this episode is actually really cool. Mike is a stay-at-home dad. He's got a three-year-old named Cooper. He's got a baby named Mason, and he is with them all day. And one of the things that we have always kind of found with Laptop Empires, we have a lot of stay-at-home parents that want to know what it's like to run a legit online business while, you know, running after your kids all day and taking care of your kids. And so the idea behind the episode was that I was pretty much just going to interview Mike and ask him what his day is like, how he kind of manages raising his kids while also working on the online business and being an entrepreneur. Then I also asked him for some advice for me, because the reality is my wife and I are probably going to have kids, I would guess, in maybe the next year or two. If it was up to my mom, it'd probably be much sooner than that. but it's something that I'm going to have to learn how to balance too. So I wanted to kind of talk to Mike about it and just get his thoughts on it. But the disclaimer I wanted to give you for this episode is that it's very real, right? And on Laptop Empires, we try to make things not fluffy at all. We want to give you the real life look at what it's like to own these online businesses that we own. So you're going to hear some things on the podcast that you usually wouldn't hear. When we were doing this podcast episode, Mike actually, I think at one point, had both of his kids in the room. I know Mason was on his lap for almost the entire episode, and Cooper was kind of coming in and out. He might have actually been in the room the whole time. But you're going to hear Mason kind of scratching on the microphone. You're going to hear him kind of slapping on the desk a little bit. You're going to hear Mike turn around and try to like rein Cooper in the middle of our in the middle of the episode, and you'll hear me kind of like trying to vamp over it. But it's really interesting, and I think it's one of those things. If you're a parent, you're going to love this episode because you're going to just listen to it and be like, "Wow, this is my life. I totally get it." If you're somebody that doesn't have kids, or let's say you don't like kids for whatever reason, or you just don't want to hear kid sounds throughout an episode, it's no big deal. You can just go to the next episode. But I will say, as like I said, somebody like me who is probably going to have kids in the near future, I thought this was insanely valuable, and it was a good learning experience, and Mike gave me some really good tips kind of moving forward. So that's the disclaimer. You're going to hear some things you haven't heard before. You're going to hear some kids, but you're going to hear real life, which I think is probably the most important thing about this podcast episode. So I hope you enjoy it, and here we go.
Howdy, and welcome to the Laptop Empires podcast. We're your hosts, Bobby Hoyt and Mike Yanda. We've got a special guest today. We've got my little 7-year-old munchkin, Mason, who's here pounding on the table and will probably be shrieking and making all kinds of crazy noises as we go through this. There he is, on cue.
on cue.
That was awesome.
So this is going to be a fun podcast episode. I think one of the more fun things for me... Get it out, buddy. I think one of the more fun things for me working with Bobby has been seeing Bobby's reaction to the day-to-day of me being a stay-at-home dad to two boys, a three-year-old, and honestly, he was like a newborn when we started working together. And so we always talked about in the podcast, we were going to do an episode talking about what it's like building a business with kids. And so that's what we're going to do today. And we just decided to do this podcast because I had the baby. So why not? He's going to interrupt us. So we might as well talk about him, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this. I don't know if you are, but yeah, this is going to be fun. And you know, hopefully this isn't too big a birth control for you, you know, with you and Coral's plans down the line.
Oh yeah. No, you keep me child free. Almost. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about what you do. And I'm going to start off with a story because I think it'll kind of paint this in the right light. One of the first times that I ever was like, how the hell do you get anything done? We were talking and I think we were doing some kind of business planning or something, just one of our day-to-day talks that we do. And I'm talking to you. I think you're in your kitchen and all of a sudden as we're talking, I see the refrigerator door open up and it's like 12 feet behind you. I see the refrigerator door open up and I'm looking at it like, what is going on back there? And all of a sudden I see this child like climbing up the refrigerator and on like the second or third shelf. And I'm like, Mike, you
know, like, and I'm running to get him.
Yeah. And he turns around, he's like, oh crap. And he went and grabbed Coop. But it's just something I've always been fascinated by. Like, how do you get anything done? Oh, I know that's a broad question, but how do you get anything done? Because I mean, you stay at home dad, obviously. Your wife has a great job. You're fortunate enough to work from home. I'm always amazed because it just makes me think like when I feel like I'm not productive, I think about how you are raising two very young children. I'm like, how does he do it? How does he do anything? So what does your day look like? How do you actually do things during the day?
Oh, very carefully. and you know, if you're listening to this, you really need to go on YouTube and watch the video because you can see my son banging on the table and trying to eat the microphone and all those things. But you know, the day to day, it's constantly changing. Do you hear Cooper is saying, "Dad, let me in." Here, somebody let him in.
So if you're listening, I'll just narrate. He's got a baby in one arm. He's letting his toddler in. His toddler came and he's got toys. He's got multiple toys.
He's got a box of Capri Suns.
He's got a whole box of Capri Suns. Man, I wish I was that young again. You could just do whatever you want.
Katie decided to go to bed and just like let him run. So
whatever.
You said night night mama. Good. Yeah. So this is perfect for this. this got a lot wilder than I was intending. So it is so different day to day. Hey buddy, can you go sit in the chair and play with your Transformers? You're a rock star. This is how it goes. You just got to roll with it and you kind of do things as you go. But every day is different. And the thing is these kids grow so quickly and they change so quickly that I'm constantly having to evolve and reevaluate my schedule and how I do things. Yeah. And you know, something right now is that I'm really spent getting up a lot earlier lately.
Yeah.
Man, I was not. This is throwing me off having him come in here. I wasn't expecting that.
No, but this is perfect though because this is how our meetings usually go. Well, not all the time, but I think a lot of times they go like this. And I think this is a perfect example of you have to have kind of a split focus almost of getting a lot of things done. While also kind of raising the kids. So, you know, I guess I'm just curious about how you're able to do it so efficiently because our business works really well, you know, and it just seems to go very smoothly, even though you're, you know, catching kids from refrigerators and
yeah. Like right now where I'm like trying to look up, you know, some cartoons or something on my phone to kind of distract one of them. Hey buddy, will you sit in that chair and watch Transformers? Hey, look. And he never is allowed to have my phone, so this is like a treat. So yeah, like recently I've kind of gotten to the point where, you know, Cooper just, his school just ended. And so I was really fortunate. We started sending him to school at the church and he would go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And yeah. I really hustled my face off during those hours when he was at school. Yeah. And now that's over. And so I've readjusted my schedule in the last week or so where I'm getting up pretty early. My wife goes to work silly early, but I'm getting up at like 5 a.m., which for me is brutal, and getting stuff done. So it's just a matter of like, do I have to work at night? Do I have to work during the day? Do I work when they're napping? Do I work in the morning? And it's constantly changing. And you just got to do what you do. And if if you're like, if you're a parent, you get that. Like,
yeah,
parenting is about just like surviving and doing whatever it takes to get to do whatever you got to do. And that's really how I run my business. And I think another thing is that, you know, from day one, you knew like, this is, if we're going to work together, this is what you get. Right.
Yeah.
You business married my kids too. But you know, when I meet with businesses and they come on and we talk and stuff, I'm very open about like, you know, this is my life. This is how you get me. If you're inviting me onto a webinar, probably going to be feeding a baby. If right. we're having a meeting, I'm probably going to have a kid screaming in the background. Like that's just what my life is like. And you can choose to accept it and we can work together or you can find somebody else. And I'm okay with that. So,
right. Yeah. Well, and I think one of the cool things about it too, though, I mean, you've had that approach obviously since I met you, but I think your entire business or for the last couple of years, you know, we have a lot of people that are interested in the Facebook side hustle course, or interested in starting an online business and that have kids. And they're like, you know, am I going to be able to do this? Is it something that's going to be able to work? And I think one of the cool things that you've done is you've owned it, which almost sounds weird because like, why would you not own having kids? But in a business perspective, you know, you do these meetings and you're very, very open about that. Like, hey, my kid's going to be here. But I think the cool thing about that is that it's very, it almost like, let's say you're talking to a marketing client, a potential marketing client. I think it humanizes you in a way.
Oh yeah.
It just makes you more relatable and like down to earth where people are like, he's a real person, you know, he's a dad instead of, you know, kind of coming across as, you know, suit and tie and kind of overdone.
Yeah. You know? There's people that I've worked with that are very, very professional. You know, they put on a certain persona. They're, you know, I feel like you and I as business owners have done a good job of being very authentic to who we are and our voice and how we do things. And that's not always the case. I know there's people where they're, you know, they try and present, this is what, you know, I make a lot of money or I'm suit and tie or just very, and if you're not suit and tie, you don't pretend to be suit and tie.
Yeah.
If you're flip flops and jorts, man, rock it. Like whatever. I'm not going to judge you for a Texas tuxedo, you know? Yeah. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And you're right. Like people, I think people relate. And guess what? A lot of my clients are parents, you know, or, you know, I've got a few clients that became parents while we were working together, you know, and one of my clients, I remember us, we would have a meeting and then we'd spend a half hour just talking about, you know, he was going to have a little boy and I had a little boy and, you know, how excited he was. And, you know, he wanted to talk about it and I wanted to talk about it. You know, I wanted to hear about it and I could relate to that. And I could tell him like, man, you've got this to look forward to. And I'm so happy for you. And it was genuine. And it's a different type of relationship. And it's one of those things I really feel like most of my clients are, they're friends of mine. We've got a good relationship. They're not just clients. They're not just numbers on a page. And I think that means that they stick with me longer. And in a business where I'm getting paid to provide a service, retention is important. But then on top of that, like I work harder for them because they're my friends. You know, I want them to do well. I want their family is real. And so you kind of bond over that. So, but I think you talk about like the course, people coming into the course, like, can I do this? What'd you do? Did you try and leave a comment on a video again? Oh, hey, you have that toy. Dude, that's, I'm always like afraid he's going to leave like a gibberish comments. oh man, I don't remember what I was saying.
That's okay.
You know what I was saying?
Yeah. Well, you were just talking about being authentic.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But something you said there, I thought was really important. You talked about just kind of being you, like being kind of unapologetically you. And I think especially in online business, people don't realize, especially about online business and maybe just even it being 2018, you're going to make so much more money if you're just you. Because man, people see through that crap now. Maybe you could get away with that in like 1956. I don't know. But now in 2018, you know, Mike and, well, talking about you in third person, you're right here. You and I make a lot of money just being ourselves. And
yeah,
and I think a lot of people, and I see it in blogging, we see it in marketing, we see it all over the place where people just try to be fake. And so I think the fact that you own the kids thing and bring them to the meetings and everything is freaking awesome. But I'm curious. I mean, it's obviously like, yeah, it's cool, but it's probably hard as hell too. Like, what's the hardest part about it? Having, especially in your situation, two very young children trying to run this business. What do you struggle with the most?
Can I sidebar for a second before I forget my thought and then come back to your question? I think one of the reasons that I so actively like put the kids into meetings and this kind of stuff and talk about them so much too, is because a lot of people, it's very easy to create excuses for why you can't earn money, start a side hustle, live the life you want. And I feel like being a parent or being a stay-at-home parent is an easy one. It's one of those. Yeah. And I feel like being a stay-at-home parent gives you a lot of the personality traits that you need to be successful in business. And I think that there's advantages that you have the flexibility and you don't have if you're able to be a stay-at-home parent, you don't have that income pressure. So you can maybe take the long approach, think long-term, build slowly, which can be beneficial.
Yeah.
Hey buddy.
Yeah. From the outside looking in, I mean, it doesn't look easy. I'll be honest with you. It looks hard. And I know obviously like the kids are always worth it. That's one of those things, you know, it's interesting from my perspective of Coral and I, we don't have kids yet. And it's, you know, you talk to people and they're always, always like, man, it's so worth it. Like I've never talked to a parent, either a reader or somebody that, you know, is in the Facebook course or whatever. I've never talked to any of them. They're like, oh, I hate this. Like they're always, you know, unequivocally just, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. This is incredible.
It is.
Trade it for anything.
But at the same time, a week ago, I was talking to you and was like, dude, I don't know if I can do this.
Right.
You know? And I think that's important to say here and now too, is like, man, I mean, I've built an incredible business. I've got an incredible lifestyle. I've been able to do a lot of cool things and a lot of people, you know, people in our course and stuff, they're like, hey, he's made it. But man, it was a week and a half ago that I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I think that's important. Like, yeah, it's the best thing ever, but you know what, man, this one, the 3-year-old Cooper, you know, when he's asleep and I have to carry him from the couch to his bed, it's like the best thing ever. But when he's being a maniac and he's running around, like life sucks, you know? And so it's like anything else. Being a parent is like living with psychopaths. And so, yeah, that's sometimes it's good and sometimes it's rough. so yeah, it is worth it. And I think your original question was like, what's the hardest thing? For me, my business has grown to the point where there's so much going on that the hardest thing for me is finding the time, right, to do everything I want. But I think the reason I bring this up and I say that's the hardest thing is because the idea of like, I don't have time for this is total bullshit. And if anybody ever tells me I'm too busy, I'm like, you just don't want it. The reason that I don't always have time is because if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have time, because I want to go all the time because that's my personality. Right. But the hard thing about that, it's the making the time for everything. It's the making the time to spend with the kids. It's the making the time to work on the business. He's like moving the microphone
around. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt because you're on a great role, but it's just the dichotomy of like, he's like moving the mic. You're getting really inspirational like information. He's moving the mic all over the place for the people that aren't listening. It's really fun.
So it's just a matter of it's making the time for the things that are important to you. Right. Yeah. You're not, you know, you and I've talked about, we're not really gamers or anything, but you're not going to see me playing PlayStation 4.
Right.
You're going to see me working and you're going to see me spending time with my kids and spending time with my wife. Like, you're going to see me doing the things that matter. And I think it's that what's hard is going, I don't need to watch Survivor.
Right.
I need to either go work or I need to spend some quality time with my family. Right. Right. And I think that's the hardest time is finding that balance. At least for me, balance is hard. So,
Well, balance, I think, you know, it's interesting. Like, balance is hard even if you don't have kids. So it's like when you add that layer on, I'm sure it just becomes even harder. And for anybody that I'm sure there are people that were like, what, they don't play video games. Like, we really don't. But I think the interesting thing for us, I think we both feel this way. Video games, well, our business is basically our video game. You know, it's like we want to win. And so there are very few times with our business and just having an online business in general, there are very few times where I feel like so stressed out about the actual business. Like it's usually other stuff. So with that said though, that's the hardest thing.
I totally agree about the video game thing though.
Yeah.
The business is my game. Like the money is the levels or the experience or whatever you want to talk about. Like it's, you know, that's what it is. So it's a great point.
Yeah. So on the flip side, and I'm sure this is probably going to be a little bit harder to choose. What's the best thing about having a business that you can stay home and be with your kids?
Staying home and being with your kids.
Yeah. Just the time, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, let's think about this, right? So I'm an attorney by trade.
Yeah.
Like if I had stuck with my plan, my kids would be in daycare and I would be working 80 hours a week. Like a lot of my friends and the people I graduated with are. And instead, like, I get to see every moment. I'm there for everything. I've never been away from them. I've never missed anything. I'm, you know, instead of like many dads being, you know, the person at daycare or the stay-at-home mom telling you about what they did, you know, Junior took his first step. I'm there for that. Except when my kids take their first step, I'm like pushing them over so my wife can be there. You know? I've been there. Like I've gotten to do so many things that most dads don't get to do.
Right.
And I've told my wife this, you know, I've got a different relationship. I've got a special bond with both of these boys. But, you know, as an example, I have gotten to spend more time doing certain things with Mason than I did with Cooper. Because when Cooper was born, I was growing it. I was hustling. And now I've gotten to pull back. I've gotten to spend more time. I've gotten more life balance. I have made a special effort to take a nap with him sleeping like on my chest because Cooper, when he fell asleep, I laid him down and I went to work. So I never did that with him. Right. But with Cooper, you know, I've always said one day he's going to get married and I'm going to be I'm going to be at the rehearsal dinner giving a speech and I'm going to be a crying mess because he and I have been through everything together.
Right.
From the start of my business, to the decision to leave law practice, to all of that, like we grew up together, you know, in 3 years. Like, and so we're always going to have this special bond of that. Like while I was finding my life's work, I was trying to keep them alive, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. So that's the kind of stuff that, I can't imagine it another way, even though there's days like, and you get this, like there's days, maybe like once a week, there's moments where I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, I would kill to be able to go to an office and come home in the evening and do the regular thing. But then you get through it and you look back, it's just like business. There's days in business where it sucks. There's a lot of lows. And then you look back and you're like, man, this is the best.
Right. Yeah. You touched on something in there. Is it hard for your wife? You know, you're talking about being able to see every moment of your kids growing up because of the online business. Is it your wife has a more traditional job, or like a very traditional job? Like, well, I don't know. She has a traditional job. Is it hard for her that you get to see them doing all these things, or is she, does she like the break, or how to, you know, how does that work?
One, like you said, she's got an incredible job. She works for Coca-Cola. She's a total rock star. I mean, she's a, actually I'm like away from the mic here for a second, but she is a, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. I think this episode is going to be funny because
yeah, you got to watch just, the video, because like I have my back to the camera right now because I'm putting.
I don't know. I can't tell what he's doing. But this is a perfect representation, though. It's cool.
There's about the podcast.
It's a perfect representation of what happens.
There's a bouncer. I just put him in the box because he was tired on my lap.
Yeah.
So there's just, she loves her job, and she's a career person. She's very driven. She's very proud of what she does. She has her dream job for her dream company. I gave up my first choice law school and went to my last choice law school. That way she could have her dream job. And then I was very fortunate that I'm a diehard Aggie, you know, and Texas A&M bought my law school when I was there, and I was the first graduating class, and it was just kind of like fate, you know? So she loves what she does, but she's the boss. She runs a Coca-Cola plant. You know, she's in charge. And so she has made the decision that she's getting up at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. every single morning, and she goes into work. And so she's home at 2 o'clock. She's home at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then because she's the boss, she has the flexibility. If we want to take time off, she can mess up, move her days, do whatever. If she needs to come home early, she can come home early. And so, yeah, sometimes there's late nights and those kind of things, but she has some job flexibility too. But I think we've just kind of done it in a good way that like she gets home early enough. We have the family time. She's an incredible mom. So she's not missing out. She's living the life that she wants. And the difference for her, and what she'll always say, is that knowing that the boys are home with me instead of in a daycare gives her so much peace of mind, and makes her feel so much better that she's just happier. Right.
Yeah.
So it works out in that way.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that Coral and I are excited about when we do have kids.
You both get to be home.
Yeah. We'll both get to be home, but you know, just, I went to daycare when I was a little kid, and I don't remember it being that bad, but I'm sure it was hard for my mom and my dad. So that's one of the very cool things that just having an online business has kind of enabled us to do too. When it comes to your kids, and we, you know, I want to talk about motivation. You're very driven, you know, people that know you, like, that's one of the first things that I think stands out about you is you're very like ultra driven to do things. How much, like on a percentage basis, is it your kids that motivate you?
That's a tough question. And I think the expected answer is like a giant percentage. Right. Cause I think that's what most people would say.
Yeah.
But if I'm being honest, and that's probably not as true. And, and that's just like straight up, like, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily a positive thing, but that's me being just blunt about how I feel about it. I think there are, on a daily motivation scale, there are times where, I maybe get work done quicker. I'm more efficient with my time because I want to be able to spend that time with the family in the evening. And so I'm like, instead of doing this project in 3 hours, I'm going to do it in an hour. Right. Like and you kind of work to fill time. So that helps me condense it. So that's a motivator on the day to day. On a grander scale, there's definitely this underlying motivation of, you know, my kids won't have to pay for college.
Right.
And until this past year, paying for college was this burden that I thought I was never going to be able to get off my back. Right. Having like 6 figures of student debt. Like I didn't think thought it was going to take me forever to pay off. And I've built my business, and then we linked up and I've been able to pay it off.
Yeah.
And so, you know, knowing that they're not going to have that, you know, that's a big motivator. Knowing that, you know, I love to travel and knowing that they're going to have the experiences and be able to travel and experience the world and get to do cool things. Being able to have a really great home, you know, not just a, like a safe home, but maybe like a cool home, you know, like a badass house, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe being able to do things, you know, to be able to say, hey, we're going to go do whatever. I don't even know what that would be, but to go do, you know, that's a motivator for me to be successful, that like, I'm going to be able to have experiences with them. Like that's what it is. Right.
Right.
But from a day-to-day perspective of like what motivates me as a person to be successful and stuff like that. Yeah. It's part of it. But if you had to like, it put me on the spot and say like, what's the thing that motivates you the most? It's not necessarily that. It's more just this natural, like I feel the need to win and to like be right. competitive and to do better than my competitors or my peers. Like that, right. that's that competitive drive in me. And I was competitive growing up, but I think it got worse. Like when I found this, it right. was like, you know, this is the thing and I'm good at, yeah. right? It's like, you know, like I'm a short white kid, right? I was never going to play basketball. Like I'm not going to competitively play basketball because I'm going to get my ass kicked. But when yeah. I found my thing, all of a sudden it was like, okay, it's yeah. on. I got to win the championship. And that, I think that drives me more. And that's just real talk. Like that's not something that I think people would expect me to say, but it's a blend of all of that. Like it's just, right. I think something that to hijack this question, I think a lot of people wait to be motivated and my kids don't allow me to wait to be motivated. I just right. have to do the work. Right. And I think that, for me, the motivations, whether it's paying off the student loans or buying a nice house or being able to get a muscle car one day or to go to a winery or to go on a trip or to be home with the kids or to whatever, like the family, I think all of those things, they're in the tool belt. Yeah. And depending on what I'm feeling at the one time, I draw on that one thing. And so sometimes depending on how I'm feeling, the motivation for me is the kids. And sometimes it's my wife and sometimes it's our future. And sometimes it's just creating an imaginary chip on my shoulder because somebody in our industry said something that like I took personally. Right. And, yeah. and I do that. I do that a lot. The imaginary chip on my shoulder thing, like I'm used to, and I do that a lot. So, yeah. So they're part of it, but I think it's not just, I'm bringing this up because if you are going into business yeah, and you're like, yes, Capri Sun, why not? If you go into business and you're like doing it for all the right reasons and your why, and it's like this, my family and all that, that's cool. If that's what motivates you, it motivates me too, but there's something else. There's something that's raw that, right. that is more personal that motivates you, and you have to find that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, and I think the, you know, where that question came from for me is like, I'm already extremely motivated as it is, you know, and I've been thinking about kids more and more, but I'm like, am I just going to become like ultra motivated? Like, am I going to get to a point where it's just way too much? And I've always wondered if it's, you know, I wonder if some people, their kids are their motivation, but I think part of the reason we've been successful so far is that we're very like internally kind of driven anyways, to be successful. And I was just kind of curious about how having kids kind of changed that for you. So,
well, I think for you as an example, I think, and we kind of had this conversation a little bit today, to be honest, it's kind of funny how that happens.
Yeah.
It's going to give you extra motivation and it's also going to temper you a little bit.
Right.
It's going to set boundaries. It's going to allow you to do more, but it's also going to show you that maybe you should do less.
Right. Yeah. And, oh, I could totally see that. I could totally see that. So final question. If you were, so just, you know, I tell everybody about my life anyway, so I might as well tell people what's going on with this. I think that my wife and I are probably about a year or less away from having kids.
That's I'm taking prediction. The under on that one.
Me too. But I think that's where we're at. So, you know, I'm curious, what would your being somebody that has kids now and you run the same kind of business I do, what would your advice be to me?
Do it. Like, first off, I think there's two things. Like, don't ever delay starting a family because you want to achieve something, and don't ever, you know, don't delay it I was going to go somewhere else with that, but my mind just blanked. But I wouldn't wait, and I also wouldn't use starting a family as an excuse to do something like this. Right. But I mean, for you personally, I think it's just one of those things. Like, man, it is a great thing. Like, it is life changing.
Yeah.
When my boys were born, I was like laughing and crying at the same time, and I'm not necessarily the kind of person that gets like that emotional. Okay. So, okay, you're going to have to wait. So, I mean, you've got to go do it, but what's going to happen? Okay. I'm going to like go double Capri Sun here because I just want to be able to get through this episode. I'm making a concession here, but I think the biggest advice is just when you do it, like take a step back, like just knowing you, like, yeah. Take a step back. And I say that and it's kind of funny because I think you do a better job of this than I do. But when the day arrives and the kids come, you know, enjoy it. Take those moments. Don't put the baby down because you need to go work and he or she happens to be sleeping. Like, sit there in the recliner and just let the baby sleep on you and do nothing for an hour because it's awesome, you know? Yeah. You know, so have that balance. Don't be afraid to pull back. And then the other thing that I think is really big is you got 9 months to get your shit together before the baby gets here. Yeah. So make sure that you have the systems and the team in place. That way, if you decide to just go AWOL, that business can continue as normal. And I didn't have that. I was building everything up when I had the kids. But now if I decided to go on a vacation or take a long weekend off or take a week off or take a day off or whatever, I could do that with the peace of mind that things would continue. The money would still come in. The clients would still be served. And right. So you've got to make sure you have your systems or your team. That way you can be okay. Right. Because if not, you're just going to stress. And one of the bigger difficulties as a parent, actually, I take this back. One of the bigger difficulties for anyone, period, is the guilt of when you're with family, you're thinking about work. And when you're with work, you're thinking about family. And I'm sure you've experienced that now without kids. And it only gets worse when you have kids. So you need to make sure that you have the things in place and that you do the work. So that way you can unplug guilt-free.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. I think that's great advice. So that's it. That's all the questions that I had for you.
Cool. I think that's it then.
We'll go ahead. Like tired now. I can tell they're all like,
yeah.
Down. Like if you, people that have like, been watching.
Cooper made me open this Capri Sun and then he just didn't care about it. So, So thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Like I said earlier, you got to go watch it on YouTube. One, I think my kids are pretty adorable. Everybody seems to like my kids. So just go watch them. But Mason's sitting here hitting things. And it's a more amusing episode if you watch it live. But I thought this was kind of a real episode. So go ahead, check out the show notes. Sign up for our email list, our newsletter. That way you can be, you know, that way we can notify you when we have new podcasts. And make sure you show up for next week's episode. So thank you so much and talk to you soon. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out. We out.